For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Okay, let's take a look at a concept which finds itself repetitive in many different areas of the building of the Mishkan, and is very significant to us. That is the idea of chachma, of wisdom. Let's just start with two sources that will be the source of the Medrash that we're going to start with. I wanted to say we're going to start with the Medrash, but before we start with the Medrash, we have to learn these two psukim. So back in Parshas Kisisa, Hashem tells Bezalel, the beginning of the first source that you have, Hashem speaks to Moshe and says, Karasi b'shem Bezalel, b'arim v'chom l'tay Yehuda, I'm going to fill him with the Ruach Elokim, with wisdom, with understanding, to be able to do everything that he needs. And the pasuk that's relevant to us is the final pasuk, V'ani hinei nasati ito eitz ahol yehov v'berachis hamach l'matedon, I will give together with Bezalel ahol yehov, uvelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma, and into the hearts of all wise-hearted people, I will give wisdom. V'asu eitz kol asher tzivisicha. And what's the problem with that phrase? Uvelev kol chacham lev nasati chachma.
Could have been I gave, because that's why they make them chacham lev.
Right. How does the pasuk literally read? He who has a wise heart, I will give chachma.
It is nasati.
I have given into the hearts of all wise-hearted people wisdom.
That's how. In other words, that's how they got to be chacham lev, because I gave them chachma.
No, I gave into the hearts of wise-hearted people. I looked for wise-hearted people, and when I found a wise-hearted person, I gave him wisdom. So you say, and he already has it. That's a strange way to say that. Into the heart of the wise-hearted people, I'll give wisdom. We find another pasuk in Daniel, says it explicitly, Yahev chachmasa l'chachimin. Daniel is written in Aramaic. He gives wisdom to the wise, umando'o liyodei vina, and knowledge to those who know how to reason. Should be how to. Referring to Hashem, giving wisdom to the wise. So here we have this idea, this repetitive idea, this twice repeated idea of into the heart, into those who are wise, I will give wisdom.
Must be different kinds of wisdom.
Excellent. So the Medrash says as follows. Now we're ready for our Medrash. The Medrash says, Matruna achashalas Rav Yossi bar Tachlifa. This is the third source down. Then the woman who asked Rav Yossi bar Tachlifa the following question. Amrale, she said to him, Maudain Shenema, what's the pshat in the pasuk that we just read of Yahiv Chachmasa l'chachimin, that you're going to give wisdom into those who are wise? The pasuk should have said, you're going to give wisdom into those who are not wise. As an educator, I can tell you, we look at our classes and we see we have those who are Baruch Hashem endowed with a high IQ, and if there were those who we wished we could give wisdom to, it's to the others. Let them catch up. What's the meaning of a pasuk that says, I'll give wisdom to the wise? It should be the opposite, she asks Rabbi Yossi. Marlon, he says, I'll tell you a mashal. It's a good kasha, he said to her. It's a good kasha. Why are you only giving wisdom to the wise? He says, mashal, miyavo etzlachos shnei b'nei adam l'lavos mimchama. One of two people came to and they wanted to borrow money. Echon mehen oshir v'echon mehen ani. Two people knock on your door. You have money. You have $100,000 you're able to give as a loan. Two people come and ask for it. One is a wealthy guy, net worth $600,000-$700,000. And one is a poor guy. He's only got $50,000. And they both come, they say, I'd like to start a business. I need a $100,000 investment. I'd like to borrow the money for you to be able to pay you back. Says Rabbi Yossi to this woman, who are you going to lend the money to? Are you going to lend the money to the poor person, or are you going to lend the money to the rich person? Amrulay, La'ashir. She's not going to lend to the rich person, says the woman. Says Rabbi Yossi back to her, Vilama, knew why. Two people, they both want to start a business. Everything looks the same, type of business, their perspectives, their business plan. Why giving money to the wealthy person? Amrulo, She'im Avada, Ha'ashir Mamoni, because if the rich person loses my money and the business goes sour, he's got from where to pay me back. kabbalim ibed ha'ani ma'moini. If the poor guy loses my money, meheichan yibro, where am I getting my money back from? So since I'm giving away my money, and it's a loan, I want to get it back, I'm only going to give money to he who I know can pay it back. The rich get richer. Poor, I'm not going to give my money to him, because what's he going to do if he loses it? Says Rabbi Yossi, lo yishmu oznecha ma sha'at motziya mipich. Does your ear not hear what your own mouth is saying? Ilu nafan HaKadosh Baruch Hu chachma letipshim, if Hashem would give wisdom to those who are not wise, hayu yoshvin vehoygin ba bevote kisos uvevote tatrios uvevote merchatos. They would sit in the bars, on the street corners, in the bathrooms. He's going to give wisdom to people like that? Elanasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu chachma lechachimin. So Hashem only gives wisdom to those who are already wise. They could sit in the shuls and the bate midrashim. However, this is the meaning of Yad Chacham al Chachmin. That's what the pasuk means when it says they only give wisdom to the wise. That's our medrash for tonight. So you have here an idea in which the medrash says, you know, if you're giving out loans, you only give out loans to people who you know they can pay you back. A bank's not going to give you a loan unless you have some place from where to get it. What's your salary? What's your estate worth? Now I'll give you a loan. You don't have any money, I don't give you a loan. I don't understand. It's the person who doesn't have the money who needs the money. Why do the banks only give money to those who have? She answered her own question. Of course, because I need to know I'm going to get it back. Says Rabbi Yossi, Hashem only gives wisdom to he who has wisdom. If you have wisdom, I'll give you wisdom. If you don't have wisdom, I'm not giving it to you. Why? Because you'll take it into the bathhouses and the bars and the street corners, and I'm not interested in that. So what you see, and this is then phrased in the next source of the Gemara in Bracha, sums this up. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nosein Chochma, El Mishi Yesh Bo Chochma. Hashem is only going to give wisdom to he who already has wisdom, and he quotes the R two psukim. Yahav Chochmacha Lechachmimin, and the Gemara V'Leiv Kol Chocham Leib Nostati Chochma. So what's the pshat in the way? Where do you get wisdom from? So if I need to have wisdom in order to get wisdom, in my mashal, if you want to get a loan, what do you need to have? Money. Okay, where do you get your money from? So that we can answer. I know where you get your money from. You inherited it. Maybe you had some other business. But once you have money, then you can get money. Well, it's the same thing in wisdom. If you want to have wisdom, you have to already have wisdom. Where do you get your wisdom from? Because if the wisdom that I want, who gives that to me? Wisdom. There's not a kind of thing that you can just work for, you get it. There's a certain element of hu hanosein chachma. Excellent. So right. So in other words, Hashem is only going to give His wisdom, which is what we're after, to he or she who has wisdom. That's not Hashem's doing. You have to have wisdom in order for you to be given wisdom. So where does that first wisdom come from?
It looks to me from this thing that from this medrash that it comes from sitting in the Beis Knesset and sitting in the Beis Medrash. And that's how you get the chachma, because that's the example. It's saying, okay, so how do you know who's not smart? The ones who are going to be in this, if I don't give it to smart, but to smart people, then they're going to be going to theaters, etc. But if I give it to those who are chacham, they're going to go to sit in the Beit Knesset and Beit Medrash. So that is the definition of chachma.
Someone who would be fitting. Someone who's learning.
Learning Torah.
Okay, so you would say, in other words, there's got to be a starting point to this equation. In order to be granted wisdom, you have to already be wise. That's the language. How would we define wise? So you would say, being in the Medrash. Now, I think the simple reading of the Medrash is not that they already do that, it's that that's what they will do. The Medrash defines a tipesh and a chacham. A tipesh will sit on the street corners, and therefore I don't want to give him wisdom. And a chacham will. But I hear that's a fair. I think it's a fair reading.
Yeah,
you can hear that. But that's our question. So where does the chachma start? Where does the chachma start from? Because I need that in order to be given the wisdom, and apparently that's not given to me. That's something that I need to have on my own. Okay, let's learn in the parsha. So I would have loved to have given you a chumash. I mean, you can look inside if you want to see it inside. But there's a parsha of the Vayakel source. This expression says as follows. The first three psukim, we're starting.
You can have, if you want,
looking at it inside an actual chumash, which I'm in favor of, I think is always worthwhile. Yeah, so if you open up the parashas Vayakel, it's 516. Now what you're going to lose, if you're looking in the actual chumash, is you're going to lose my bold, which will highlight the parts that you're supposed to be looking at. But you could keep your eyes on both, whatever you prefer. Parashas Vayakel begins. First three psukim are a commandment regarding Shabbos. We're going to pick up on Pasuk Daled. Now remember, Truma and Tetzaveh, the two parshas which we read 2 and 3 weeks ago, were the command that Hashem gave to Moshe, first to build the Mishkan, and then to make the clothing for the Begadim. That is a conversation. The entire parasha is a conversation between Hashem and Moshe saying, this is what we are going to do. Vayakel is going to open. Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathered the people. And now we're going to read about Moshe transmitting that message to the people, saying, this is what we're going to do. So we already read Hashem telling that to Moshe. Now Moshe is going to tell it to the people. It begins as follows. Pasuk Dal. Vayomer Moshe al kol hadas b'nei Yisrael lemor. Ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem lemor. This is what Hashem wanted. Kchu me'itchem truma l'Hashem. You're going to take from yourselves a gift, a separation for Hashem. Kol nediv libo yivieha es trumas Hashem. Zohav v'chasef v'nechoshes. Anyone who's a nediv lev, how would you translate nediv lev?
Giving heart.
His heart motivates him. If you're looking on the English, and that's how Art Scroll translated. Kol nediv libo, anyone whose heart motivates him or is generous, his heart will come and bring the trumas Hashem al zohav v'chasef v'nechoshes of gold and silver and nechoshes chelus v'argamot and all the various things. So, in our own language, what is Moshe asking for, and who is going to do it? Sukim Dalit Hey Vav Zain Ches. What's he asking for?
Gold, silver, copper, silver.
Right? Mm-hmm. Materials. Okay. Who's going to do it? Not all of them.
Whoever wants it.
Nediv Lev. If your heart motivates you, you're going to do it. So he's looking for someone whose heart motivates him. And what does he want from him? He wants donations. So it makes a lot of sense, right? If you have gold or silver, copper or turquoise or scarlet or whatever this. Tachash skins or goat hair, whatever you needed. If your heart motivated, come. Then we get to Pasuk Tes, is the final Pasuk of that list, the Avnei Shohan, the Avnei Miluim, the stones. Okay, that's the end of what we need. Then Pasuk Yud, V'chol chocham lev bachem, and any wise-hearted person from amongst you, Yavo'u v'ya'asu es kol asher tziva Hashem. What does he want from him? Come and make it. Es HaMishkan, Es HaHalo, Es Mechseyo, and it goes through the list of what we're going to make. So he put out a call when he gathered all the people for two things and two categories of people who are going to do those two things. I need materials. Who am I asking that from?
Heart motivated.
Heart motivated, come. I need craftsmen. I need somebody to come and build a Mishkan and the cover and the hooks and the planks. And who am I asking that from?
Wise-hearted
people. We get
both hearts.
Both hearts, right? I need wise-hearted, and I need a motivated heart.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's see what happens. He goes through the entire list of what needs to be built in Pasuk Tezvav, Pasuk Tezayin, Pasuk Yudzayin, Pasuk Yudches, Pasuk Yudtes. All of that is the list of what we need, what I need built. And then Pasuk 20, Vayetzu kol hadas b'nei Shom l'fnei Moshe. And then the people...
They left.
Where'd they go?
Did they get their stuff?
They went back home. Yeah. Moshe gathered Vayakel Moshe. Moshe gathers all the people into the main plaza and he says, Rabbeisai, I need two things. I need materials from those who are motivated of heart, and I need wise-hearted people to build. And then everybody goes home. And probably in their tents, what do you think they did? They decided if they're what group they're in, or they spoke to their wives.
Wise-hearted means you're creative.
Wise-hearted means that you know how to build. You know how to build.
I'm suggesting it's not wise, Stam. It's wise-hearted. It's not. Why do you need to build a heart? Why do you need heart thing to build?
Well, I would ask your question more simply. If I told you what faculty is wisdom housed in,
mind.
You would not say your heart. But Moshe asks for Chacham Lev. Why it's hardened people to come and to build. But let's just read Pashup Shat. Moshe asks for two categories of people: motivated to donate, wise to build. People go home to their tents. Now Pasuk Chofal Vayavo. Now people are going to come. So let's find out who came forward. What are we looking for again? Wise hearted people to build, motivated people to donate. Vayavo ko ish asher nisa'o libo, comma. And the men whose heart inspired him came. V'chol asher nadvo rucho oso heviu es trumas Hashem l'mlechas o amoed. And anyone whose heart motivated him, came with all of the goods. Okay, so let's break that down. Two people came forward. Those whose heart, those who were inspired, and those who were motivated came with money and goods. So the back half of that makes a lot of sense. People who were motivated is what he asked for. And what did they come with? The materials. What was the second thing he asked for? He asked for Chacham Lev. Who came forward? No, what does it say, beginning of the Pasuk? Which is translated as?
Whoever moves me, whoever wants, whose heart pushed him.
Who's inspired. So Seek puts out a call for motivated people to donate, and they came forward. Then he put out a call for wise people to build. Now, that makes sense, right? Who do you want to build your stuff? Somebody knows what they're doing. But who came forward?
Inspired
people. He didn't ask for inspired people. He asked for wise people. Says the Ramban, that's a little bit strange. Why did inspired people come forward? Where are the wise people? The Torah does not say a single wise person came forward. Only inspired people. Says the Ramban. Take a look at the bottom of your sheet. Vayavo'u kol asher nitza'o libo. Those who were inspired came. Al ha-chachamim ha-osin bin melocha yomar kena. This is referring to the workers. The workers who were going to build, who were supposed to be wise. How does the Torah define them? Not as wise, but as inspired. Says the Ramban, Kivo matzinu al hamisnodvim nesiyus slave, because this language of inspired, we don't find that when it came to the donors. Eliyaz kipah and the divas, we find them motivated. So this language of being inspired is not a language you find affiliated or associated with donors. This must be the builders, who Moshe asked for wise people, but he got inspired people. Vitam, says the Ramban, Asher nisa'o libo lekarval hamlecha. Why did he only get inspired people? Kilo hayo behem shelomad es hamlechos ha'ilo min melamed. Because there was nobody wise. There was nobody trained. There were no craftsmen. There was nobody coming out of Mitzrayim. They're 7 weeks out of Mitzrayim. Who taught them how to make tachash skins and how to weave goat hair and how to make planks and fancy arcs? Who taught them that? Nobody. There wasn't anybody to learn from. Oh, so we'll get to that in 1 second. He also had nobody to train him. We're going to get that in 1 second. Oh, Mishi'im ein bem yodav kol, or anyone to train them. Aval matza b'tivo shiyodo la'asos kein. They found within themselves that they knew how to do it. The yigba libo b'darchei Hashem, and they raised up their heart, so to speak, in the way of Hashem. Vavo lifnei Moshe le'morlo, to come before Moshe to say, Ani e'eseh kol asher Adoni dover. I will do whatever you ask. So Moshe asks for wise-hearted people who know how to build. And there isn't a single person in the camp who knows how to build anything. So who came forward? Those who were inspired. They were inspired to say, whatever Moshe you want, I'm going to do. They were matza b'tivo. They found it within themselves. Where did they find it within themselves? They were inspired Jews. This came from Bitzal, and I didn't put it on your sheets. Because I literally ran out of time. But the Ramban writes this exact same thing at length on the Pasuk of Ru'u, Karasi B'Shem B'Talel, and I've inspired him B'Chochmo V'Das. So in Ruach Elokim, the Ramban writes, Ki B'Mitzrayim Pruchim B'Avodas Chomer U'Levenim. In Mitzrayim, they were overworked with very physical, labor-intensive actions. Nobody knew how to work with gold or silver. Nobody even saw it. V'hinehu pela, says the Rabban. It's an amazing thing. How could you find one person who knows how to do all of these things? Even if somebody was trained, you won't find somebody who knows all of these things. And somebody who works with these fine things, who spent his whole life working with sticks and stones and mortar, there's no way they know how to do any of these things. That's why he says, Ru'u, the Pasuk says, look at what I did to Bezalel, because it doesn't make any sense. I filled him beruach Elokim lada'as kol eile. And where did his craftsmen come from that they were able to do so? They were inspired people. There were no chacham levs, naturally, other than those who were inspired to say, I don't know how we're going to do this. Nobody ever trained me to work. Those who went back to their tents and said, Moshe's looking for people who know how to work with gold and silver. I've never touched it in my life. I'm staying here. So stay home. And those who said, Moshe needs work. Nobody here knows how to do anything. And they were matza b'tivo. I call Hashem, I don't need to bear. Whatever Moshe asks of me, I'm ready to try to do. They were inspired. They came forward. Yeah.
It's like a bit of a so-called Moshe's mom to ask someone that would be able to do that. Why would he
asking for a chacham lev? Well, that's the language of chacham lev. He didn't ask for a craftsman. He didn't ask for actual smarts. He asked for a wise-hearted person.
Maybe that's what chacham lev means.
That's what came forward. Those who were chachmei lev, which is always whatever you say, like chacham. You never use the term chacham lev.
But so then, the question still is, why didn't you say,
Kol Hashem Nisam Libo? Okay, I don't know the answer to that, other than that seems to be what that idea is. Uvalev Kol Chacham Lev Nosati Chachma. That's in the hearts of all the wise-hearted people I've given wisdom. What does it mean to be a wise-hearted person who needs wisdom? Is because you are inspired.
Because it says the word lev, right? Why otherwise it would say, Kol Hashem Chacham, I've given more chachma. It doesn't say that. It says anyone smart, wise-hearted. So that's a hard thing to put out.
So where does this chachma, where does it come from then? So that's the last point.
Isn't there the emotion, like the heart, and to create these things you're creating works of beauty.
Yeah.
So you'd have to feel it.
I would think so. So that's just the two thoughts Rosh Hashiva shares. One is from Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah comments in Pirkei Avot, famous Mishnah, Eizehu Chacham Halomein Mikol Adam. Mishnah asks, who's really considered wise? So Halomein Mikol Adam. Now we've said over in this forum many, many times that the real answer to that question should be Eizehu Chacham, whoever gets the highest IQ test. Well, what do you mean, why is he asking a question? It's a simple answer. So we're not interested with our Torah eyeglasses on who has the highest IQ. That doesn't have a value to us in terms of who's really considered wise. Hashem gives wisdom. What we're interested in is one who wants to learn. Are you interested in wisdom? In the words of Rabbeinu Yonah, those beautiful words, Amru Chachmei Umos, he quotes from the wise people in the world. Ski Hayodea Kola Chachamos, he who knows all wisdom. Brilliant guy. However, Im Eino Ohev HaChachma, if he doesn't love wisdom. I'm not interested if he knows wisdom. I want to know if he loves wisdom. Again, in our minds, we're thinking chachma lev. We call them wise-hearted. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, I'm not interested if you know wisdom. I'm interested if you love wisdom. If you don't love it, eino chacham. You're not a wise person. Ela tipeshu. Not only does Rabbeinu Yonah say you're not wise, he says you are a tipesh. Achar she'eino ohev hachacham, because he doesn't love wisdom. Ki hi hadas. That is the definition of das. Acha ohev oso misave eleha. He who loves wisdom has a desire to know more and more and always be learning. Afal pi she'eino yodea klum, even though now, today, he knows nothing. Harei ze nikra chacham. Going to measure with our eyeglasses the way we look at the world, who's wise and who's not wise. I don't care what you know, I only care about what you want to know. If you love wisdom, if you love learning, if you love being involved in new things, You can know nothing now, says Rabbeinu Yonah. That Rabbeinu Yonah is a Rishon. Eino yodea klum. You know nothing now. Hareza nikra chacham. Sha'al kolpanim tasig el hachacham ha'amitis, because you will achieve true wisdom. The das elokim timtzan. You will find the knowledge of Hashem. Se'ezehu chacham halomim mikol adam. He learns from everybody. Because that means you love it. You're looking for it. You want it. And that is the definition of wisdom, not what you know, but what you want to know, whether or not you love it. In the words of the Rambam, quotes a pasuk from Mishlei, "Bi'ahavasa tishket tamid," and you will always be intoxicated with her love. Is the literal translation of Mishlei. The Rambam writes, "Uvechachmahu omei." You know what that pasuk is referring to? That you'll be intoxicated with her love tamid, always. It's referring to wisdom. A Jew has to be intoxicated, has to be passionately in love with wisdom. Always, tamid. The language, bi'avosa tishge tamid. You're literally drunk, always with the love of wisdom. That is a chacham lev. To who does Hashem give chachma to? To he who is a wise person. What does it take to be a wise person? The person who wants to learn. That person will sit in the Beis Medrash. That person will sit in the shuls. That person will treat the chachma with like a precious gem in their hands. Because they know what they have. Somebody who's not a chacham, what does it mean not be a chacham? Somebody who's not interested in learning. I'm not giving you wisdom. Why should I give you my wisdom? You're going to squander it. You're going to totally waste it on who knows what. So yes, it's true. I'll only give wisdom into the hearts of those who are already wise. But that first step, you take the first step. The first step is being a chacham lev. What does it take to be a chacham lev? That means being somebody who loves, is crazy passionate, intoxicated with the idea of gaining wisdom. If that's what you're after, that you could come at 9 o'clock on a Wednesday. I don't know, I like this. That's a chacham leiv. I'll give you chachma. There's another element. There's one more element that I'll share, which Rosh Yeshiva shares. It comes from the Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim Volozhiner. Ruach Chaim Volozhiner was the primary student of the Vilna Gaon. Wrote the beautiful Kabbalistic sefer we've quoted before, Kabbalah for Beginners, called the Ruach Chaim. I mean, like well beyond me, but in the world of Kabbalah, it's like an introductory sefer into Kabbalah. And he writes on this concept, basically, I only quoted you three little, they're not even his, these are psukim which he brings in Gemaras, of this idea. Where does the first step come from? So he says the other step is HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Meyirsha. And the Gemara says everything that happens to us is Bidei Shemayim. It's in the hands of heaven. The Creator Hashem is controlling the things except for one thing he gives to us, that's Yerushamayim. But what we control is how much fear of heaven we have. How much we see Hashem in our lives, how much we see the things that we do matter in a spiritual world, in the world around us, that is us. Everything else, what happens to us, our finances, our children, our homes, all of those things, that's Bidei Shemayim. Yira Shemayim, we're the only thing in control of that. So the Pesukim described as a Pesuk in Tehillim, which we say every morning, Reishis Chachma is Yira Hashem, the first beginning, entry into Chachma, into wisdom, is Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is the Otsar, it's the storehouse that holds our wisdom. The amount of Yiras Shemayim we have, this is what he describes at length. I always like to bring an example. I've used it for many different things because it's a beautiful example. You go to the Coke Museum, so it's free Coke. I mean, you paid your $30 to get in there, but like once you paid your $30, free Coke. So you can drink as much as you want. But you're limited by one thing. I mean, besides for our physicality, like there's only so much Coke you can drink. But you're limited by the cup. You can only hold... The fountains will spew forth Coke 24 hours a day. It will never end. But you can only hold so much in your cup. If they give you a little 4-ounce cup, you can only hold 4 ounces at a time. You can't do more than that. But if you would come in there with a nice 8-ounce cup, or if you'd stop off at QT and get yourself a 32-ounce cup or a 64-ounce cup, you could hold much more. The chachma, the bracha coming from Shemayim, is unlimited. There is no end to the amount of blessing, wisdom, good things coming from Shemayim. There's no end. There's only one thing that limits our ability to hold it, and that's the vessel that we bring to the table. We can only hold however much we can hold. And in the spiritual realm, it's not based on how tall we are. What is the one single determining factor for how big our cup is to hold the blessings that come from Shemayim? So Chaim Volozhin writes, a Yir Shemayim. How much fear of heaven we have is the single factor that determines the size of our cup. We can come every day to the Ribbono Shel Olam and say, I have a 2-ounce cup. He'll say, I'll fill you with Chochmah. I can only give you what you can hold. And you're a kli, you're a vessel, and everything more just spills right out. I can't give it to you. Not because it's limited from Shemayim, it's because you can't hold it. You want to increase the Yir Shemayim, Gevaldik, you'll hold more Chochmah. Reishis Chochmah, Yiras Hashem. You want to know what the starting point of wisdom is? It's Yiras Hashem. Chassid Eiv says the same thing. Hey, Yiras Hashem, hi Chochmah. That is Chochmah. So Rechaim Elohim just finished that. Rechaim Elohim learns Pshat. And Uvalev kol Chocham Lev Nasati Chochmah. To the heart of the wise hearted I give Chochmah. And the Pasuk of Yohev Chochmasa Lechachimin. I only give wisdom to the wise. Where does the process start? Starts within us and our level of Yiras Hashem. That's where the process starts. Kol Asher Nisa Olivo. The Jew has to be inspired. How do we inspire ourselves? So the Rashi, the two things. You inspire ourselves with a love of knowledge. You have to inspire yourself with a love of wanting to learn more. And you have to inspire a level of Yir Shemayim. Those are the two things we're in control of. How much do you want it? And how much do you have Yir Shemayim? Everything you can't control. But those things we can control. And that's what defines a Chacham. Eizu Chacham, Halamei Mikol Adam, Reish is Chachma Yiras Hashem. We find two sources in Chazal of what really defines wisdom. You have those two things, I'll give you more wisdom. But the starting point of the circle is what's deep within ourselves. Those two things. Ahavas HaChachma, a love of wanting more, and a fear of heaven defines the size of the kli, the vessel that we become, which allows us to hold in our hands that level of Chachma. I gave an abbreviated version. He had a lot more to say on this, but that was already a mouthful of that idea. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nosen chochma l'mi sheyesh bo chochma. Hashem will only give his wisdom to he who already has wisdom. And the Ramban in this week's parsha of the Nesius Libo, the inspired heart, is really what Moshe asks for of the Chacham Lev. The wise-hearted person is one who's inspired to want to learn and inspired in his Yiras Hashem. Yeah.
So why is that? Why is it that you need Yiras Hashem to get to Chachma? Like, I understand why you need to have a want. We need to want to learn to get so then you appreciate it. But why Yiras Shemayim? Why is the connection Yiras Shemayim?
So that's the Medrash. That's the Medrash of the woman who asks Rabbi Yossi, why is he only giving Chachma to the wise people? So he's learning Pshat of without Yiras Shemayim, what do you do with wisdom? What determines whether you'll sit in the Beis HaMedrash and guard this Chachma like a precious gem, or whether or not you'll squander in the bars?
You have a love to learn. That's the difference.
So the Chaim Elozhin is learning your Yiras Shemayim is going to determine that factor.
So that's what I'm wondering, what the connection, like how he gets to that.
That's what he's learning. So he who has a fear of heaven will protect the Chachma that he has, will understand the value of what it is that he has. With no Yiras Shemayim, so then it's nothing.
So like a person of Yiras Shemayim can understand every resource that he has, right? Is that just like any other resource that he has, he can understand this Chachma for a purpose. It's like if he has Yiras Shemayim.
He can understand the value of what it is. In other words, if you think about the classic Apikoros, which we don't have very many of today, somebody who mamishes a bucky in Shas and doesn't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so what does he do with that wisdom? It's another academic endeavor like anything else. There's no reverence to it. It's just, there's nothing there. So Hashem only gives Chachma to he who has a reverence to what it is that he's giving. That's what Rechaim Elazar is learning. Not belief. Fear in heaven is recognized, there's no simple way. Awe, reverence.
Not really.
In the most simple way, simple and complex at the same time, Yir Shemayim, which means fear of heaven, also means seeing heaven. The more a Jew walks around seeing the Ribbono Shel Olam in his life, always in front of him, in his presence, that he is in God's presence, is a Jew who walks around with Yir Shemayim. The more, the less we actually see Hashem in our lives, the less Yir Shemayim we're living with. We're living in our own worlds, we do our own things, we don't see.
Thank you for listening to Torah Media Atlanta. Won't you consider making a donation to help support this important work? Just go to TorahMediaAtlanta.com and click on the donate link. Thank you very much.